This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two data points with which to set up this next story. Number one, ticker symbol HD closed off a bit more than 2% today. Home Depot at one point had been down almost twice as much. And related, number two, just 21% of adults in this economy think now is a good time to buy a house. That is according to Gallup today. It is a record low, and in fact, it's just the second time in 40 years that less than half of Americans have said it's a good time to buy a house. The first time was last year. And this is a tough time for a lot of people to buy. Mortgage rates and prices are high, inventory is low, affordability is lacking, and the lack of people buying does not happen in an economic vacuum, as Marketplace's Sam Fields reports.
When people buy a new home, they often buy all sorts of other things.
Home furnishings, appliances, and then, of course, technology, whether it's new televisions or new security systems or surround sound.
So Natalie Cutler at the accounting and advisory firm BDO USA says when home buying slows down,
there really is a ripple effect.
Today's retail sales numbers showed people spent less on furniture, appliances, building materials, and garden supplies in April than they did a year ago. Home Depot also reported today that sales dropped in the first quarter and said it's not expecting the rest of the year to be great either.
The state of the real estate market is kind of flowing through to some of those major retail chains.
Katie Thomas at the Kearney Consumer Institute says it's important to remember, though, that this is coming after an unusually strong few years for companies like Home Depot that really benefited from all the home improvement projects people did during the height of the pandemic.
Nothing's falling off a cliff yet. You're just seeing a little bit of a stabilization from the pandemic.
There are other things going on in the economy right now, too, that are making people pull back, says Lydia Boussour, senior economist at EY Parthenon.
That includes elevated inflation, the fact that credit has become more expensive and more difficult to access. And at the same time, the labor market is turning less supportive.
So it's not just that fewer people are buying and selling homes. And actually, Kevin Erdman at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University says it's not all bad news in the housing market even.
The actual construction of new homes, the actual rate of completion of homes each month really hasn't declined at all.
Home builders are busy, and we learned today they're actually getting more confident with every passing month. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.